Hi! Welcome to episode, 54? Yes, welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast, where we talk about all things self-help, self-love, self-care, but also just emphasis on well-being in general, even entrepreneurship. But the basis of it all is healing, true healing from deep within. So in today's episode, if you've been listening, going back to the start of chapter 3, I have been talking about families, and in this particular episode, I'm talking about healing and rebuilding. We are rebuilding, right? Broken families are like a norm now, especially to community and society. However, that's also our biggest downfall, especially as the African community, because so many things were done to us. I don't want to go deep into that because every single person is well aware. But I'm coming to you with solutions. And one of the biggest things that one can take is healing. We were created by God through His love, and so many things happen to us. And you know, guys, I am a believer of God. I am a child of God. Can I get an amen? Yes, I'm a child of God. I'm highly favored, blessed and highly favored. And it's also the reason why I got the inspiration to share all of this information. God allowed this to happen and He granted me that opportunity, and I'm grateful and I'm embracing it and I'm taking it one step at a time. So I'm using my own experiences to share, to spread awareness, to help, you know, in order to help a lot of people avoid maybe the same mistakes and also find healing, right? That is the biggest part of it all. So in today's episode, I'm going to discuss the process of healing and rebuilding trust within broken families, exploring forgiveness, communication, setting boundaries, and also seeking professional help. What it means to rebuild trust and also establishing a healthy family or a healthy relationship. So first of all, there has to be that acknowledgement and validation of feelings, because let's be honest, we all as human, we are emotional. Women are more vocal about it. They're more, you know, they're more upfront with it. They express themselves unapologetically. Men, on the other hand, they hide it. They pretend like they don't have emotions, but then they're angry. What is anger? Is not anger an emotion? It is an emotion. So, you know, embrace your emotions. Acknowledge and validate them. Start by acknowledging and validating your emotions and experiences for each family member. Encourage that open and honest communication, and allow everyone to express their emotions and their concerns and their grievances in a safe, non-judgmental environment. All right. Then number two is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a significant aspect of rebuilding trust. If somebody does something wrong to you, no matter what it is, you just have to forgive them at one point, whether it was terrible for your own good. You just have to forgive them at one point, because if you keep harboring that, it creates tension. This is scientifically proven. Tension, especially things like arthritis. I heard this from my personal trainer, actually. Arthritis is caused by bitterness. Holding that bitterness within yourself creates the tension within your body, and then that tension affects your nerves, affects your blood movement, and then all of a sudden it causes disease. And if you see disease, if you're breaking down, it means dis-ease. That's where disease comes from, right? So forgive, let it go. Why are you holding that, whatever they did to you, for 10 years 20 years 15 years, even like a week or 2 months? Forgive, let it go. Whoever that's done you wrong or did you wrong, forgive them. The moment you do that, your heart is lighter, your life is lighter. You also feel that lightness and free in your heart. There is more space in your heart, and you can love more and trust more. It also involves just letting go of those past things, right? Because once you let go of the resentment, you choose to move forward, you have the willingness to create a new relationship. So encourage your family members to explore forgiveness, guys. If you're listening to this, encourage your family member to have that forgiveness. It can be to a random stranger, it could be a friend, it could be a lover, it could be a colleague, it could be your pastor, it could be whoever, a member of your society, whoever. Just forgive and let it go. Please understand that it's a process. It also takes time. You can decide to forgive someone today, but after 2 weeks, you're still thinking about it, you know? So the moment is taking action. Once you take the action, you'll be accountable for the ripple effect of that action. So whenever you start getting those thoughts of thinking of what this person did to you, immediately, because you already forgave them at the time, that forgiveness will kick in, and then you forgive them again the second time and the third time and the fourth time until that fades away, right? Also, if you need support, you can go to counselors or therapists. Second thing I want to talk about is effective communication. This, I will talk about it in every episode. Communication plays a very important role in establishing trust. Encourage active listening, encourage empathy, encourage respectful dialogue amongst your family members. Also, focus on improving communication skills. Have that open space where they can talk about how they feel, you know. Practice using statements like, I feel like this, I am not happy about this, I think we should talk about this. And practice a non-defensive listening mechanism also, because in most cases when people talk like, my tongue, when people talk openly about their feelings to whoever they're talking to, that person usually has that defense mechanism ready. So what I'm trying to say is, as you are listening, have that defense mechanism. Just be on a neutral and observe first before you jump into, you know, whatever they're saying, so that when you process in a neutral, observing way, you are not leaning to either side of either positive or negative. You're neutral. So the moment you realize what the person is trying to say, then you can make a decision based on what they're saying in order to give them a proper response. Set boundaries. Establish clear and healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries are important. This also helps when you build trust, because once you rebuild trust, when you communicate and you fix out all these things, now boundaries will help create a sense of safety. They will also promote an emotional well-being, and they will foster trust by encouraging that everyone's needs and limits are honored, right? So once we forgive each other, now let's love one another and also give each other room to make sure each and everyone's needs and limits are acknowledged and honored. Consistency is very important. Like I mentioned, if you forgive someone, you have to be consistent in that act. Same applies to rebuilding trust. It requires consistency, and you have to be, you know, people have to bank your words with your actions. So you have to be consistent with that regard. Encourage family members to follow through on their commitments. Be dependable and demonstrate to them. Show them the trustworthiness over time as well. Don't just talk. Prove it, you know. That consistency builds confidence, and it also demonstrates a sincere effort to rebuild that trust, right? Once you show it that, you know what, this is it. This is what I'm doing, and be consistent with that, it rebuilds the confidence within your family, it rebuilds the confidence within your children, and it also gives that sincere ground to rebuild trust. Seek professional help always. When you feel like you can't do it, you can listen to me. I'm also gonna add disclaimers to each and every episode that, guys, I'm not a professional psychologist or therapist. It's me just sharing my experiences based off my knowledge and my general understanding of me as a human being around other humans and how I feel things should be. So you can go and seek mediators, you can go find the benefits of healing and rebuilding trust. Professionals are available to give you guidance. You know, they facilitate that communication. They come in when you as a family struggle to come and break through and have a resolution to whatever challenges that you're facing. Practice empathy and understanding. As a family, you need to cultivate empathy. You have to understand each other. You have to, you know, be loving to each other. Be considerate. The perspectives of others are important and you have to honor it. Also, recognize the impacts of the past events, right? And acknowledge the emotions and the struggle of each family member. I think that's very important. It's key because empathy creates an environment of compassion. They feel you got their back. Even when you're talking about things that hurt either side, the fact that you're being open about it, the fact that you care, it also is very important for that healing and rebuilding of trust. Then last is patience and time. Healing wounds takes time. Also, set realistic expectations. Encourage family members to be patient with each other and acknowledge each process as you go. So yeah, I think that was beautiful. I'm also healing from understanding this. You know, like, it's a process, it's a journey, and the biggest thing of it all is we all just have to rebuild. As much as we've been broken as a society, as a community, this is a rebuilding time. We've been tearing each other for the longest time. We've been breaking each other for the longest time. But that is not supposed to happen anymore. You know, we have to rebuild one another. We have to love one another. We have to be there as family because, you know what, a stronger family is happier. A stronger family creates more memories. A stronger family is more successful. A stronger family, you know, achieves happiness, and they are there for each other. They look out for another. They take care of each other and they love each other. They're there for one another. They comfort each other. Then they make this journey of life much more easier, you know. Because look at it, people that come from like proper families, they're doing so well. They thrive, they're happy, they're fulfilled. Then people that come from broken families or maybe single parents, and you know, there's that void and that pain and that trauma, and it takes one to be so motivated to seek healing, to come out of that pain. And let's not lie to ourselves, most of our society is going through that pain right now, right? So let's just do the best we can to seek help and to be better humans, be better people, be good to one another. And what you do matters. What you do matters. Don't ever take that for granted. Whatever step, whatever move, whatever thing that you cultivate, it all matters. Good things yield good results. Bad things yield bad results. and you have to make a decision. Which side are you on? Are you on God's side, or are you, you know, because don't forget, the creator of all living things is the creator of all living things, and you'd rather be with the creator of all living things. Thank you once again for tuning in to this episode. Next episode, I'm talking about, I'm deep into the trauma. Wait and listen to that.